请我们大家一起来翻开圣经《耶稣雅记》二十二章。
Let's turn to the Bible, Joshua chapter 22.
《耶稣雅记》二十二章三十四节啊，三十三节。
Joshua chapter 22, verse 33.
以色列人以这事为美，就称颂神，不再提上去攻打流便人、加得人，毁坏他们所住的地了。
Verse 33, the things pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God. They spoke no more of going against them in battle to destroy the land where the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt.
经过一番的沟通之后，他们彼此之间有了了解。
After some communication, they had a mutual understanding.
所以呢，他们都认为这件事情是一件美事。
And the things pleased them.
所以呢，他们也不再互相的猜疑啊，甚至对立。
So they are not against each other anymore.
啊，甚至他们啊称赞天上的神。
And they bless God in heaven.
那到底是什么事情呢
？So what happened?
啊，就是在约旦河东边的以色列人，他们筑了一座很高大的坛。
The Israelites on the east border of the River Jordan had built an altar.
这座坛不是为了来做献祭。
And this altar was not for sacrifices.
这座坛只是一个很显著的一个目标。
It was just a tall landmark.
来作为一个纪念，作为一个见证。
As a remembrance, as witness.
甚至作为一个提醒。
And a reminder.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
流便人、加得人。给坛起名叫正坛，意思说这坛在我们中间证明主是神。
Verse 34, the children of Reuben and the children of God called the altar witness, for it is a witness between us that the Lord is God.
很多事情他们之所以会去做，是神指示他们要去做的。
Often people do things because God told them to.
那这件事情呢，神并没有指示他们去做。
But when they built the altar, it was not God, that God did not tell them to build this altar.
而是首先住在约旦河东边的人他们讨论之后，他们觉得要筑这一座坛。
So the Israelites east of the River Jordan discussed about it, and they wanted to build this altar.
在古代一条河就是一个很大的婚界，婚界线。
At ancient times, a river is often a division, a divider.
绝大部分的以色列人，他们住在约旦河的西边。
Most of the Israelites dwelt on the western bank of the River Jordan.
少数的住在约旦河的东边。
And the minority lived on the eastern.
他们都是雅各的子孙，他们都是神的百姓。
And they were children of God. They were the descendants of God.
但是现在有这个天然的婚界线。
And now there's a river that separated them.
那久而久之呢，可能彼此之间就会有一些的这个陌生，这个疏远。
And as time went by, the two sides would be less familiar with each other.
所以东边的人，因为他们是少数。
And because the people on the east side is the minority.
所以他们恐怕将来西边的人不承认他们。
They were afraid that the people on the west bank would no longer recognize them.
所以他们才会决定要筑这一座坛来做一个提醒，做一个证明。
And that is why they wanted to build this altar as a reminder, as a proof.
虽然这件事情不是神要他们做的。
But so even though God did not tell them to do this.
但是他们经过讨论了解之后，大家都觉得说这个很有意义，很有目的。
But because after they discussed, they all believed that this was a good purpose.
所以呢？就不再为这件事情来争吵。
So they no longer fought over this matter.
今天我们照着每年一次的是我们的敬老会。
And today it's our annual tribute to the elders.
这也不是每个真耶稣教会都有在实行的。
Not every church has this tribute.
这个也不是圣经里头叫我们说要有这个敬老会。
And the Bible did not tell us to have a tribute for the elders.
但是很多的教会在实行的当中， 大家都认为 这是一件好事。
But many churches, after they have this tribute, they believe it's a good thing.
所以我也从来没有听过有人反对这一件事情。
And I've never seen anyone who is against this.
所以我们认为这是一件美好的事情。
So we think this is the things are pleasing for this.
那虽然这是我们大家所同意的，但是我在这里还是很愿意跟大家再一次的来复习一下这个敬老会它的意义跟它的目的。
So even though we all agree to have this tribute, I would like to spend some time to go through why we have this.
为什么我们认为这是一件美事？
Why do we think this is a beautiful thing?
第一个，这是借着这个敬老会，我们再一次的来提醒圣经里头对我们重要的教训。
First, it can remind us of important teachings in the Bible.
我们借着这个提醒，我们要在生活里头好好的去实行。
And through this reminder, we have to perform it in our daily life.
敬老会提醒我们两项圣经里头给我们的教导。
The tribute to the elders teaches two things.
第一个，它提醒我们要孝敬我们的父母。
First, we have to honor our parents.
请看出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章十二节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 12.
十二节，当孝敬父母使你的日子，在主你神面前所赐给你的地上得以长久。
Verse 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
这个十诫有对神跟对人两个部分。
The Ten Commandments is separated to two parts, the first part toward God and the second part toward men.
那对人的部分就是从第五诫开始。
And toward men starts from commandment number five.
对人的第一条就是当孝敬父母。
And the first commandment toward men is to honor your parents.
所以人与人的生活当中最重要的一层关系就是父母跟儿女。
The most important interpersonal relationship is that of parents and children.
所以这是我们应当遵循的神的教训，当孝敬父母。
So we have to obey God's commandment to honor our parents.
那这也是一条带着应许的诫命。
And this commandment also carried with it a promise.
就是当我们去遵循神应许我们，在神所赐给我们的地上，我们可以长久。
When we obey this commandment, our days will be long on this earth.
那敬老会的第二个意义就是我们要尊敬看重我们的老人家。
And the second teaching from we can learn from tribute to elders is that we can learn from our we have to respect our elders.
请看利未记十九章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章三十二节。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32.
三十二节，在白华的人面前，你要站起来，也要尊敬老人，又要敬畏你的神，我是主。
Verse 32, you shall rise before the gray-headed and honor in the presence of an old man, and fear your God, I am the Lord.
利未记十九章对人的生活有很多的这个指示跟规范。
Leviticus chapter 19 tells many things of how a man should act.
怎样的生活是神所喜悦的。
And what kind of life is pleasing to God.
那在三十二节特别提醒我们对待年长者我们要尊敬敬重他们。
And in verse 32, it reminds us that we have to respect the elders.
那为什么圣经会要我们来遵循这两个重要的教训？
So why did Bible teach us these two things?
第一个，我们的父母亲对我们每一个人都有很大的恩典。
First, our parents are a great blessing to us.
儿女是神赐给父母亲的产业。
Children are inheritance that God has given to the parents.
所以是的，做父母的人对神要有这样的责任，好好的来经营管理神所赐给我们的产业。
So the parents have the responsibility toward God to maintain this inheritance.
但是对儿女来讲，父母亲对我们所做的所有的事情，不只是他在尽责任，而是他爱我们。他施恩典给我们。
But as children, the things that our parents did for us, it's not just that they respect God, but also they love us.
的确，所有的父母亲对自己的儿女都 很愿意、很肯花他的时间、力量、精神。
All parents are willing to spend the time and energy for their children.
很多时候我们对人我们很多事情我们是做不出来的。
Oftentimes there are things that we are unable or unwilling to perform for others.
再怎么样，我们每一个人都有私心。
Because we do have a selfish mindset.
再怎么样，我们每一个人都很有限。
Because our powers are limited.
但是对我们的儿女，我们总是没有私心。
But for our children, we are selfless.
对我们的儿女，我们常常 不只是尽力，而且超过了我们的力量。
We often do things that are even beyond our capability.
所以一般来讲，父母亲对每个儿女都是有很重的恩典。
So, for normal people, the parents are great blessings for their children.
为什么我们要尊敬、看重年长者？
So secondly, why do we need to respect the elders?
这些年长者他们活的时间比我们多，甚至多很多。
The elders have lived longer than us, in some cases a lot longer than us.
所以他们对这整个社会、对教会有很多的功劳、很多的贡献。
So they have attributed a lot toward the society and toward the church.
今天我们有很多事情，我们是好像很自然的来享有、来享受。
There are many things that we take for granted.
其实有很多在我们之前的人，甚至有些已经不在场了，他们付出了他们的时间、他们的力量、他们的金钱，他们付出很多。
But it's often because of those before us that they put out the time and the energy to better this life for us.
再来，这些年长者因为他们做了很多事情，他们经历了很多事情，所以他们有很宝贵的经验。
And these elders, because they have done a lot, they have the experience.
所以我们也要尊敬他们所拥有 的经验。
So we have to respect the experience they have.
那我们如何来孝敬父母，来敬重我们的长辈？
So how do we honor our parents and respect the elders?
首先我们讲到这个尊敬。
First, we say respect.
在箴言里头也有很多有关孝敬父母亲的教导。
In Proverbs, there's many teachings about honoring your parents.
其中很多都是在提到要尊敬我们的父母亲、我们的长辈。
And many of them mentioned to respect our parents and our elders.
我们请参考箴言二十三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言二十三章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22.
二十二节，你要听从生你的父亲，你母亲老了也不可藐视她。
22. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
我们在年幼的时候，我们在年轻的时候，我们要听从父母亲给我们的教训，给我们很好的指导。
When we are young, we have to listen to our parents and on their teachings.
这里特别提到，当父母亲年老的时候，我们还是要尊敬他们，不要藐视他们。
And here it also mentions that when they grow old, we should not despise them.
时代不断的在进步。
Each generation is better than the last.
是的，在某些层面上，我们的父母亲，因为在他们的时代没有这些东西，所以他们没有学过，他们也不知道。
On certain levels, because the past generation were not exposed to, say, technology, and so they do not know it.
这也是一个事实，我们的长辈，我们的年老的父母亲有很多的事情他们是所谓的跟不上时代。
And it is true that there are certain things that this generation is used to that the older generation do not know.
但是我们要去看的是他们的精神。
But what we should see is the essence.
他们总是在这些人生的历练里头，他们已经培养出那一种没有办法去学去买的那一种精神，那一种气质。
And they, because of their experience, they have an error, they carried an error that cannot be learned or bought.
哦，这个常常是我们所没有的。
And oftentimes it's something that we are lacking.
哦，所以我们没有什么理由，没有什么资格去藐视我们的长辈，我们的父母亲。
So we don't have any reason to despise them, to despise the elders nor our parents.
哦，所以我们对长辈啊，我们要常常表现出我们对他们的尊敬，我们的礼貌。
So toward the older generation, we have to show our respect.
比如说在教会里头，是的，啊，有时候我们会有言语上的一些障碍。
And sometimes in church,
语言上的障碍。
We have a language barrier.
但是语言的障碍并不会阻挡我们对老人家的尊敬。
But this language barrier should not we can still show our respect despite this language barrier.
问候的话，老人家是可以感受得到你在问候我。
When we show our concern, they can feel it.
所以我们年幼的不要看到年长者，你觉得说你没有办法用言语来跟他沟通，你干脆就走旁边或者故意没看见。
So for the younger generation, you should not use language as an excuse to try to avoid the older generation.
你要问候老人家，问候长辈。
You have to greet them and show concern for them.
这也是教会生活的一个特点。
And this is part of the life in church.
真耶稣教会的一个很特别的地方，就是我们包括了所有的年龄层。
One of the special things about Church's Church is that we incorporate all age groups.
这不是一个老年人的教会。
This is not a church for the elderly.
这也不是只是一个中年人的教会。
Nor is it a church for the middle age.
这也不是一个青少年的教会。
Nor is it a church for the youth.
这是一个全家人的教会。
It's a church for the whole family.
所以我们在这里有各个年龄层。
So here we have people from all age groups.
所以我们年幼的，我们要表现出我们的礼貌。
So for the younger generation, we have to show our manners.
好，我们再请参考约伯记三十二章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 32.
约伯记三十二章第六节。
Job chapter 32, verse 6.
第六节，西布人巴拉加的儿子以利户回答说，我年轻，你们年迈，因此我退让，不敢向你们陈说我的意见。
Verse 6, so Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzzite, answered and said, I am young in years and you are very old, therefore I was afraid and dare not declare my opinion to you.
第七节，我说年老的当先说话，受高的当以智慧教训人。
Verse 7, I said,Age should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom.
是的，有时候年纪大了，动作讲话会比较慢一点。
So it's true that for the elderly, sometimes their actions and their speech is slower.
那很多时候，我们生活在脚步非常快的生活里头。
And oftentimes our lives are quick-paced.
所以我们很容易犯了一个错误。就是没有那个耐性。
So it's very easy to commit the mistake to not have the patience.
甚至表现在我们没有那个耐性来听对方讲话。
And sometimes show our impatience to listen to the other person.
尤其是对年长者。
And this is especially true toward the elderly.
这有时候也就是为什么在家里年老的父母亲，他们的言语越来越少。
And oftentimes, it is why the older parents in homes speak less and less.
其实对健康来讲，父母亲讲话越来越少，这其实是不健康的。
It is not healthy for the older parents to speak less and less.
为什么他们会这样子？
But why do they speak less?
可能是因为我们听话的态度。
Perhaps it's our attitude.
我们没有尊重他们的发言权。
We do not respect their right to speak.
可能他讲一两句话我们就把他否决了。
And perhaps whatever they say, we say no to it.
可能他才讲一句话，我们就说我知道的。
Or perhaps they just had one sentence and we said, I already know that.
啊，父母亲总是爱儿女。
Parents love their children.
啊，所以父母亲实在是很不愿意去麻烦自己的儿女。
So they're not willing to trouble their children.
啊，所以干脆他们就越来越不讲话。
So since the children do not want to listen, they no longer speak.
啊，再来，啊，如何来啊尊敬我们的老人
？So how else can we respect our elderly？
啊，第二个大项就是啊，我们要照顾他们。
We can take care of them。
啊，其实父母亲照顾我们很长的时间。
Parents have taken care of us for a long period of time。
啊，那所以照顾父母亲。这也是理所当然的事情。
So we have to pay back and take care of our parents.
我们请看创世纪四十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 45.
创世纪四十五章第九节。
Genesis chapter 45 verse 9.
约瑟说：“你们赶紧上到我父亲那里，对他说：‘你儿子约瑟这样说：神使我做全埃及的主，请你下到我这里来，不要单言。’”
Verse 9, hurry and go up to my father and say to him, thus says your son Joseph, God has made me Lord over all Egypt. Come down to me, do not tarry.
约瑟他终于可以跟他的弟兄们来相认。
Joseph was reunited with his brothers.
他终于可以让哥哥们知道在你眼前的埃及的宰相就是你们的弟弟。
He was finally able to let his brothers know that this prime minister of Egypt was their brother.
约瑟很想让他们知道这件事情。
Joseph wanted to let them know.
其实约瑟更想要的一件事情就是赶快把父亲接到埃及来。
But what he wanted even more was to have his father come to Egypt.
所以他这里对哥哥们说，赶快把父亲回去，把父亲带来，不要单言。
So here he told his brother to hurry and bring their father to him and do not tarry.
第十节。
Verse 10.
告诉父亲说，你和你的儿子、孙子，连牛群、羊群，并一切所有的，都可以住在歌山地，与我相近。
Verse 10. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me. You and your children, your children's children, your flock and your herd, all that you have.
十一节，我要在那里奉养你。
11. There I will provide for you.
在这里，约瑟很急切要做的一件事情，就是十一节所说的。他要奉养他的父亲，照顾他的父亲。
Joseph wanted to hurry and be to provide for his father.
我们说这个岁月啊，它是非常的真实的。经过了岁月，人一定会老，会衰退。
Time surely will pass. A person surely will age.
那人的年纪渐渐长，真的需要周围的人来给自己一些帮助。
And as a person grows older, he needs more help from others around him.
最首先需要来帮助的就是自己的儿女。
And the first people who should help a person is his children.
那所以我们要照顾我们家里头的父母亲年长者。
So we have to take care of our parents and elderly in our family.
那教会也是一个大家庭。
And church is also a big family.
在这样的时代里头，我想，我们也可以发挥一下彼此的关怀跟彼此的帮助。
So we should show our concern toward each other in church.
老人家总是不愿意麻烦到别人。
The elderly do not want to trouble other people.
但是既然教会是一个大家庭，有时候儿女做不到的事情，我们还是可以麻烦一下，我们周遭其他的弟兄姐妹。
But since we're a big family here in church, if the children cannot perform certain tasks, then the other brothers and sisters in church can perform it for them.
因为我们这些年轻人，我们是可以互相帮助的。
Because the youth can help each other.
所以有时候如果儿女安排了其他弟兄姐妹来为你做些什么事情，请你不要拒绝，不要生气。
So if your children ask other brothers and sisters to help you, please do not say no or be mad.
因为这也是我们年轻人我们在实行这种彼此关怀、彼此照顾。彼此帮助。
Because this is how the younger generation show their concerns and to take care of others.
因为在这样的一个时代里头，很多的事情真的是很无可奈何。我们必须要这样子来互相帮助，互相担待。
And because in this society, we have to take care of each other.
我们再参考创世纪的48章。
Let's also turn to Genesis chapter 48.
48章第1节。
Genesis chapter 48, verse 1.
这个事情以后，有人告诉约瑟说：“你父亲病了。”他就带着两个儿子马拿西、以法莲同去。
Now it came to pass after the things that Joseph was told, indeed your father is sick, and he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim.
其实我们看见雅各啊，他并不是24小时的待在雅各的身旁。
So we can see from here that Joseph was not near his father 24/7.
约瑟是埃及的宰相。
Because Joseph was the prime minister of Egypt.
所以事实上，他的生活负担的很多的责任。非常的忙碌。
So he had a lot of responsibilities and his life was busy.
所以他虽然很愿意来照顾父亲，很愿意来陪父亲，但是在现实里头，他不能够100%的做到。
So even though he had the willing heart to be with his father to take care of him, he was not able to do it because of reality.
所以他可能让雅各跟其他的哥哥一起住。
So perhaps he let Jacob stay with other brothers.
他可能有派了很多的仆人来帮忙照顾他的父亲。
And he might have sent servants to take care of his father.
再请看创世纪50章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 50.
50章第1节。
Verse 1.
约瑟伏在他父亲的面上哀哭，与他亲嘴。
Verse 1. Then Joseph fell on his father's face and wept over him and kissed him.
第二节，约瑟吩咐侍候他的医生用香料熏他父亲，医生就用香料熏了以色列。
Verse 2, and Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father, so the physicians embalmed Israel.
约瑟吩咐人来处理他父亲的尸体。
Joseph commanded the physicians to take care of his father's body.
这些事情不是约瑟他会做的。
These tasks were not performed by Joseph.
所以在现实的生活里头，有很多的事情，有时候也不是儿女想做就能够做的。
So in reality, there are many things that, even though the children are willing, but they cannot do it.
有时候儿女来做，不一定会比别人来做得好。
And it's not guaranteed that if the children do it, it's better than if other people do it.
所以也希望我们的老人家也能够打开你的心，打开你的观念。
So we ask the elderly to open up your heart.
如果儿女让别人来代替他为你做一些事情，你不要为难你的儿女。
If your children ask other people to do things for you in their stead, please do not think less of your children.
不要认为儿女是不孝顺，或者是不理你。
Do not think that your children are doing it on purpose to not be around you.
其实大家只是想把事情做得更好一点。
The mindset is simply to do things better.
尤其如果说你真的很虚弱，或真的有一些的疾病。
Especially if you're physically weak or have some illness.
有很多的时候，我们真的是需要一些比较专业的人来帮助我们，我们也才会觉得比较舒适。
We need a trained professional to take care of you so you feel better.
只要我们的观念稍微转一下，这样大家都会非常的好。
If you can change your mindset, then everyone is happy.
那我们也常常知道这是一个不太一样的时代了。
We know that this is a different generation.
儿女对我们的尊敬，对我们的孝顺，那个精神是不会改变的。
the respect and the honor that our children wants to give us is, stays the same.
好，那最后啊，我们也一起啊来祝福啊我们的父母亲，我们的长辈。
And at the end, we would like to bless our elderly, our parents.
啊，愿神的恩典啊常常与他们同在啊，让他们能够啊常常拥有一个健康的身体。
May the grace of God abide with them always, that they have a healthy body.
啊，所以也希望我们的老人家啊，在你比较有时间的时候啊，你也好好的啊照顾你的身体。
And we wish the elderly, when because you have more time now, to take care of your body.
你的健康啊，就是儿女的福气。
Your health is a blessing to your children.
啊，我们也祝福这些老人家啊，他们身体虽然会渐渐的衰败，但是呢，他们的灵性却是一天比一天还要刚强。
And we wish that even though the body withers day by day, that their spirituality goes better and better every day.
啊，虽然年纪渐长，但是他们还是仍然的不断的在结属灵的果子。
And even though they are growing older and older, that they are bearing more fruit.
啊，虽然那我们也很愿意，虽然你们年纪比较大，讲话比较慢，啊，但是将你们的经验。将你们对神的体验能够常常的来教导你的儿女孙子甚至教会的人。
And even though you're older and your speech is slower, we'd like to ask you to tell us are your teachings and your experiences.
也恳求你们不断的为教会为这许许多多教会里头你的晚辈来献上来为他们祷告。
And we ask for your prayers for the church, for the younger generation.
我们最后请看撒母耳记上十二章。
Lastly, let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上十二章二十三节。
1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23.
撒母耳说：“我断不停止为你们祷告啊！如果我没有这样做，就是得罪神。”
1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way.
这是撒母耳年老的时候他的一个立志。
And this is a promise from Samuel when he was old in age.
不停地为百姓祷告。
To pray unceasingly for the Israelites.
将对的道路来教导，继续来教导百姓。
And to continue to teach them the good and the right way.
我想这也是整个教会对我们在座的长辈的请求。
And this is an earnest asking from the church to the elderly.
好，我们一起唱诗491首。
Let's sing hymn 491.
做结束的祷告。
So we'll make our concluding prayer.
恳求天父真神帮助我们能够将我们敬老会所提醒的两个重要的道理，能够在我们生活当中不断的去把它实行。
So we ask God for His help that we can perform the two lessons we've learned from the tribute to elders.
我们也感谢神是给我们伯恩教会有这么许许多多的长辈。
And we thank God for giving us so many elders here in Bowen Park Church.
我们也在这个祷告里头特别来为他们祷告。
And in our prayer, let us also pray for the elderly.
让他们能够继续蒙神的看顾保守。
That they can continue to be under the guidance from God.
恳求天父真神让他们能够继续的结果是更多。
And we ask Heavenly Father to allow them to bear more fruit.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.